Oil and rebate.
That's $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by check. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 8/31/13.
Did you know that eye problems can impact learning and behavior? Have your child get an eye exam yearly. Find a doctor at thinkaboutyoureyes.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Crossed over. If I ever,
that's right, Lauren.
I'll be rich.
Holly, did you meet Lauren?
No, I didn't.
Try not to.
Gold dust at my
why?
Feet.
Well,
you'll be disappointed.
She's rugged. She's rough. Yeah. She's, don't
who's
give me shit. Lauren kind of runs the place.
Oh.
Second level, second tier. Yeah, stay away from her. And Mike Dorsey, stay away from him.
It's Mark.
What is it?
Mark Dorsey.
What I thought would be interesting, can you crank my headphones up just a notch? And what I thought, Holly is back with us today, and what I thought would be interesting is to just, you know the expression, just jump right in the pool, throw right in the fire.
Yeah.
Great.
And maybe play the end of the opening theme, and let's pretend none of us were able to show up. We're stuck in traffic. And
okay.
Holly has to open the show.
Okay.
Just go ahead, do it. And then let's just see how she would come on the air and open the show. Just the end of that side of the street. No hurry.
Got all day, Ian. Hello, everybody. Well, I've had an interesting day, so we'll be explaining that one later.
That's terrible.
Yeah, welcome.
Well, you could have given me a little warning.
No,
you were going to do
that. No, that's how this business. Let me listen. The first time I ever went on the air, it was because some guy was sick or something, and I've really been on the air, and they just threw me in there here, and they kind of told me, tell them what time it is, and the name of that last song that was played, and it scared me. Just try it again. Maybe go ahead, play the very end of the music again.
I am not going to do any better.
Well, see, what an attitude.
Wow.
What an attitude. I'm not going to do any better. Okay, take it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We've got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk about the trip. We're going to have the Burke segment and talk about a lot of stuff.
Horrible.
Sorry. Are you going to talk about
see, I tell you why it was
it
horrible.
Better.
You made it sound like we have a show planned, and you know we don't. We don't have, and the audience knows that. They're listening, going, she didn't even have any idea. They don't have a show. We don't know what we're going to talk about. And then you said, we're going to talk about the trip. What trip? What if somebody doesn't know about the trip? We're going to talk about the trip.
If they're loyal listeners, the Cabo trip.
Okay.
If they're
loyal, she has a point. If they're loyal, they know it's the trip to Cabo. All right. That was better, I guess.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be one
that's
of those
right,
days.
Holly,
no, it's not.
We're going to run you. We're going to run
if that
you.
Was me, it would end up like Chris Farley's segment on Saturday Night Live. Oh, my goodness.
So,
yeah.
Remember really
that
awesome.
One time that
Paul McCartney.
Is that really true? The love you make is more than the love you take?
No, my favorite part was when he said, remember when you were the Beatles?
Yeah.
To Paul McCartney. Like he's going to say, no, I forgot about that. I was with you.
Remember that time?
So good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's the last day of July. I can't believe it. To me, that means we have August left. Because for some reason, when you were in school, that never gets out of your head. You know what I'm talking about? It's like you still have flashbacks to September, meaning dun 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 dun.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, now they start so much earlier.
They start before September.
My daughter starts the 16th.
That's ridiculous.
Some kids start on the 12th of August.
No kid should have to go back to school till after Labor Day.
I know.
Kids, we're in your corner, kids.
Yes,
we are.
What happened with that? Why does it get earlier and earlier?
Who knows?
Do they go? Do they get out earlier?
In May, they get out like May.
I think that's always
20 something.
See, we used to go to like June, the first week of June.
I wish I could remember
school, and then we didn't start till after.
I think they have a lot of teacher off days and teacher.
They do.
You know, conference days.
Yeah.
No, they do, and they have
snow days. They have to count for.
I used to love that teacher conference thing. No school Monday, teachers conference.
Yeah.
Yoo-hoo! Yeah. And we talked about this before, too, and I'm sure a lot has changed since I went to school 100 years ago, but that teacher's lounge, that mysterious teacher's lounge, didn't you always wonder what was
I got
there?
To, I had to deliver
I bet teachers
stuff.
Were doing it in there.
I had to deliver stuff there a couple of times, and you would go into the teacher's lounge, and it was always full of smoke.
Yes.
They would always smoke in there, and then... They had food and their stuff in there.
And that's the same thing. Yeah. My teacher said, take it to Miss So-and-so. She's in the teacher's lounge. And I thought, I'm going to get to walk it. And I walked, and you're right. It was full of smoke. And there was a vending, like a Coke machine in there.
Yeah.
And I thought, hey, they get to drink Coke because we didn't have a Coke machine. And I also remember thinking, I need to get in and out as quickly as possible because they gave you a look like, you don't belong here, boy.
Yeah, this
you're
is
not
way
a
off
teacher.
Limits.
This what is a
are you
private
doing?
Club.
Before they could say, what are you doing here? You'd say, Mr. So-and-so asked me, do you have to explain yourself? Because no kid
walking
was
in.
Allowed in the teacher's lounge.
My favorite teacher's conference story is when my best friend and I were in community college. I know.
My best friend and I were in community college.
Best friend and I.
We went to community college together.
Okay.
And my mom would walk down the hall, and we'd hear her coming. She wore these like flip-flops. And she would say, you know, even before she got there, Mom, it's teacher's conference. Okay. Like she believed us every single time. Well, that was not a good year for us.
Mm.
Diane's a teacher.
Well, Diane is a teacher. Yes. Well, I need to see if we still have the teacher's lounge. Hello, Diane. How are you?
I'm fine. And I'm not a teacher. I'm a lunch lady.
Oh.
Even better.
Yeah.
Even better.
Been a lunch lady for 15 years. I can't believe it's been that long.
Do you wear a hairnet?
No, we don't have to do hairnets. Aprons, and that's about it.
What happened to the old hairnet rule?
Well, we have to have our hair pinned back. It can't be loose, but no, nobody wears hairnets. You could if you wanted.
Okay.
Have you been a lunch lady the same place for 15 years?
Yes, I have.
Wow, that's a lot. So where do you serve lunch?
I'm at Parkway Southwest Middle.
All right, do you cook or do you just serve?
No, they have prep kitchens. Most of the time it's all prepared at the high schools, and then they send it out to the satellite schools in big warming ovens, and we just serve it.
So the food, though, is prepared in the school district. It's cooked there.
Yes, in our school district. Some school districts do have catering companies, but Parkway does not.
All right, now, since it's been 100 years since I was in school, what grade range is the school where you are?
I have 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
Okay. I'm going to share with you, because I absolutely remember what they served us when I was in grade school in a hillbilly hick town in Tennessee. And then you tell me what kids eat today, because you serve it. You have for 15 years. Here's what we had a lot of. We had a lot of pinto beans. Lots of pinto beans.
Mm.
We had cabbage. And
oh,
was,
my goodness.
Yeah, just cabbage, raw cabbage, and they dump raw cabbage.
Beans and cabbage?
No, I'm serious. But we did have
poor
the
teachers.
Best rolls. They were the softest buns, like dinner rolls. That's the only thing I like. So I just crammed myself with rolls and butter, and then for a treat.
No meat?
It's funny.
Like a
you know
slab
funny?
Of roast
I don't
beef or
remember
or...
any meat. Isn't that funny?
Well, there has to,
we
yeah.
had to have meat, but I don't remember what it was. But I do remember that after you ate, there was a big, like a freezer, and for a nickel or a dime, you could have what do you call the ice cream bar dipped in chocolate? Like an Eskimo pie thing. Eskimo pie is actually...
Ice cream bar dipped in chocolate.
Yeah.
Like a brown cow.
Brown cow, thank you. So that's what I remember. Pinto beans, cabbage, bread, and an ice cream bar. What do they eat now?
Well, They have pizza, which they do bring in from the different restaurants.
Who cares?
I know, but the kids just love it. And we have nachos, which is the chips and the cheese.
Wow.
Oh, that was my daughter's favorite. Yeah. Pizza day and the nacho day.
Wow.
And then we do have, you know, we have hamburgers, cheeseburgers, deli sandwiches that we make up. And
we did have hamburgers, well, I think, one day a week, but they were real thin. They were like dog food hamburgers pressed real thin. Yeah, they're horrible. They're all bun. You know, they look like a bigger hamburger.
What do they have to drink nowadays? Because we used to have the Prairie Farm little boxes.
That's what we had, milk.
Milk.
And, yeah, even there was an orange drink one. That was
Our drink choices were milk or milk. That's what we had. Well, what do they get to drink?
No chocolate milk?
Yeah, chocolate. You could get chocolate.
We have chocolate milk, white milk. And we have apple juice and orange juice.
You can't have a Coke or something.
No, no.
How about chocolate milk?
She said that.
Oh, I missed it.
Now, the high schools, they have soda machines in the building, but they're all diet sodas.
I also do remember that the lunch menu was published. We had a little weekly newspaper, and every week they published the following week's lunch at school. So you'd know, yuck, take your own lunch if you saw that day they had crap you didn't like. Do they still publish that somewhere? Online, probably.
It is, exactly. It's online, and we do give it out by month. Ours is monthly.
Can kids bring their own lunch?
Oh, definitely. Sure.
We had Landshire, too, in grade school.
Lucky.
All the Landshire products.
Lucky.
Oh, man.
Hey, lucky.
Hey, do they still make apple crisp or cherry crisp?
We do.
Oh, that was my favorite.
I might have liked school if we had this.
And we have the dinner rolls, Frank.
I might have liked school if I'd had more to like than rolls when I was a kid.
How are the kids? Are they okay to work with?
Do they treat the lunch ladies nice?
Our kids do. No, I can't say anything.
We
about
didn't.
High school.
Yeah. No, we didn't. I'm not kidding.
What kind of jerks
we'd go up there with a tray and go, this slop. We would. We'd say, this slop again. And the women wouldn't even talk to us. They'd just dump it on there. It's like being in prison or something.
No, we didn't. We had a couple of my friends, their moms were in the lunch line, so we had to watch our P's and Q's.
Well, and I remember guys, not girls, but guys would walk up with their tray and they'd look at the line. They'd go, SOS.
What time, because I know it keeps getting earlier and earlier, what time is the first lunch session for kids nowadays?
Let me just think a second. 11 o'clock.
Oh, that's not too bad. Yeah, I've heard some places it's like 10. For 10. Lunch.
Some of the grade schools, because they have to vary their starting times, I think some of the grade schools start earlier than that. But
later you can have lunch at school, the better, because when you finish, the closer you are to getting out of
there.
I know. Yeah. Can you imagine if you have to go back to at like 11 or something, back to school after lunch?
Long afternoon.
Well, I'm glad you called. It's Diane, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you called. Thank you.
The reason I did call was the reason we start so soon, they tell us, in August, is because they want to have the first semester completed before they go on winter break.
You can't say Christmas break anymore.
Christmas,
heaven forbid,
no.
Christmas.
Winter break.
Don't offend anybody. All right, Diane, thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. And it seems to me, if I remember, school was always out for me, no matter whether it was grade school or high school, at 3 o'clock. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah. Two,
I remember staring at that clock.
3 o'clock, yeah.
I'd start staring at that clock at 9 o'clock in the morning, waiting for 3. I mean, I hated it that much. And my wife doesn't like for me to say that I hated school. And the whole time our kids grew up, every time I start talking about how much I hated school, she says, stop that. That's going to rub off on them. And I said, won't.
No, either somebody likes school or don't.
And I have one son who loved school, loved it, straight A's, never had to tell him to do his homework. It didn't rub off on him. And another one, just like me, couldn't stand school. And then my daughter was kind of in between, but two of them went to college and one didn't. And I just...
wife loves school, but
I can never pretend that I like school.
That bad stomach ache.
You mean going before you went to school? Yeah, you had that.
Yeah.
I had a stomach ache almost every morning before I went to school.
Yeah.
I was so nervous about going to school because one, I knew I didn't have my homework done. Never had my homework, and I just knew she's going to call on me. Last night's assignment. What did you learn about Walt Whitman and his? And then make up some answer. And of course, it didn't make any sense. And she knew I didn't do my homework. And then of course, I had to worry about getting picked on because I got beaten up a lot. And then I knew I was going to get a spanking from some teacher that day. Inevitably, I just would for talking.
All 4 years of high school, I didn't do homework at home. I would do it the next morning and try to pace it out for different classes.
I just didn't do it anywhere. I just didn't do it.
Just didn't do it, period.
Yeah. Oh, we have a couple of calls. We can take them, then we can do the Burke segment. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Here's Laura. Hello, Laura.
Yeah, this is Barb.
Well, it says Laura.
Well, unless I changed my name.
No, Dan has completely messed this up. He typed Laura. So, Barb, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. What can we do for you?
It's funny because the ledge lady that just called, the lady that works in the lunchroom, I was at that school my last 9 years of teaching. That's the school I taught at. Wow. So she was our lunch lady. Wow. And I can tell you the best thing about that, because I never bought lunches there. the best thing about the lunches are making the chocolate chip cookies in the morning.
Oh, yes, we had that in high school.
We never had that.
Yes.
We never had that.
Oh, the smell was amazing.
Who made the cookies?
I don't know if they came already, you know, ready to go.
Probably frozen, and they put them in the oven.
Just heated them up, and they would cook them just barely past raw when they just fall apart.
Perfect. Yes. Very yummy. Very yummy. But the other thing was, when I first started teaching years ago, we had our own person that was in a special school district building, and she would make the food right there before they did all this farming out stuff. Oh, was it delicious.
No kidding.
She had the best fried chicken. It was wonderful.
I don't believe we ever had fried chicken.
No.
I would have loved that at school. And in Tennessee, they didn't even know what a pizza was. I never heard of pizza until I moved.
No, we never had pizza either, even at home. But the other thing was, too, every Friday, what did you have to have, or what couldn't you have?
I guess a meat.
Meat, I'm afraid, yeah.
Meat. You had to have fish or ravioli. Oh, you couldn't even have ravioli.
Grilled cheese.
And we didn't because I was in Tennessee, and there were two Catholic girls in our entire school. So they didn't modify the menu for two people. So we didn't have to do the whole fish thing. What did you teach?
I taught special education children.
Oh, good for you.
Children would had, you know, all kinds of disabilities. The other thing is that she did say it right. They started the school early. And then, like, Parkway followed. I think Rockwood was maybe the first one that did this. They start early so they can finish the courses before the Christmas break. And they can give the exams and stuff then. Because, you know, God knows that we didn't do that. And, oh, my God, we didn't survive.
I know.
But that's what they do.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, well, I appreciate the call, Barb. Thank
you. Well, one more thing. Can I do one more thing?
Sure, absolutely.
I had to take my car. A guy ran into my car. I had to take my car, and he tried to talk me into him paying for my car and taking it to a different place. I said, no. I'm reporting it to the insurance, and I went to Schaefer on North Gore in Webster, and my car's been there a couple times. I just loaned them.
Beautiful. You're the perfect listener.
The car looks better than when I took it in.
A lot of people have wrecks on purpose just to get so the car will look better.
That was it. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Barb.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. How about that? Car is better than when she before the accident. This would be, I believe, hang on, 1, 2, 3. Whitey. Yeah. Hello, Whitey.
Hey, Frank.
Friday, how are you?
Pretty good.
What's
you know
up?
That teacher's lounge deal?
Mm-hmm.
Another teacher would send me into the teacher's lounge, and you could almost see the smoke growing underneath the door.
Oh, man, they smoke like crazy in there.
And I'd knock, and they'd go, come in, you know, and I'd look in there, and smoke filled. They were all laughing. I think they had a jug in there or something.
That's always going to be a mystery. We'll never know what they really did in there.
I wanted to get in and get out.
I wanted to get in and stay in. I wanted them to get out.
And did you ever see your teachers, like, if they were out, like, at the grocery store or out at a restaurant?
Yeah, it's weird. We talked about that before.
Whoa.
Or your teacher in shorts.
Yeah.
They all covered for each other. I knew that was going on.
Yeah. All right, anything else, Whitey?
Yeah. We had cornbread and beans on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Homemade. All our cooks are little old ladies, you know. And Dan was talking about apple crisp.
Oh my God.
It was all homemade. There was none of the food services or any of that.
You guys were lucky.
Yeah. Well, you hated school, so you shouldn't have been able to eat.
You know what? That actually would have been a good punishment. You don't do your homework and can't eat. Man,
yeah,
that would have been a good incentive for me. Whitey, thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Frank. Yeah, you're the best salesman ever and the best show ever.
Well, thank you. Who are you talking about, us?
Yeah.
Wait, I must be. Did I call?
Yeah, I think it's somebody else. No, you made a mistake. Thank you, Whitey. Yeah. Now, if I start thinking about school, most of the memories are horrible. They're just a few little flashes of good days, like when the principal made me a crossing guard, and I got that sash with a badge
orange
on it,
oh.
That, and I had a flag.
The crisscross belt.
I felt like I was in the highway patrol. I mean, honest to goodness, I had a silver badge, and all of a sudden, I felt like somebody. And, of course, the tough kids made fun of you, and then they cross when you told them not. You know, it's just another excuse to pick on you and bully you. And then after a while, you didn't want to be a crossing guard anymore because you knew you were going to get harassed for it. I think we haven't done the Burke segment yet, but I think Holly has a special announcement about banking. Go ahead, Holly.
Well, I actually do have an account at First Community Credit Union.
We had kind of gotten on her earlier about not having an account, and then she all of a sudden realized she actually does have an account there, but she shares it. Go ahead, tell them who you share it with. It's a joint account with
my mom.
What are you in high school? Why do you have an account with your mother?
Well, in case I ever need to like give her money or take money out of her account. So what I realized is I called her about her. You're going to make fun of me.
Keep talking.
You know, I was telling her about her credit card being at a lower interest rate this week, and right. So that she could maybe take me shopping.
Okay. I still don't understand the part about if she needs money or you need money, you have a joint account. If my dad needs money, I write him a check.
Well, we live kind of far away, and
my dad
first communities are everywhere.
Uh-huh.
So I can go to her account at a Walmart or Manchester.
So either one of you can take money out. So she
or
could
put
clean,
money in.
She could clean that entire account out and take all your money if she wants.
Oh, it's mostly her money.
Okay. That explains a lot more.
Yeah.
But you actually are a First Community customer.
I am.
All right. That's good. That's good. That was a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem no more. We're going to take a little break, and I might as well go ahead and just follow up with what you just said about this weekend. If you use your First Community credit card this weekend, meaning, well, what is tomorrow is the 1st of August,
mm-hmm, yeah.
And tomorrow is, Thursday? So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, through the weekend, if you use your First Community credit card, you will pay only 1.99% on those purchases. Now, if you don't have a card, that's pretty easy to fix. I was there today. Could go in today and get yourself a First Community credit card. In fact, while you're there, why don't you just take a look at doing all your banking at First Community Credit Union. And this, of course, is in conjunction with the sales tax-free weekend for back-to-school shopping. But I don't see anywhere in here where it says anything about back-to-school purchases. It's pretty much any purchase. Just any purchase you make with your First Community credit card this weekend, 1.99% interest on all your purchases. So unlike the sales tax thing, it's on anything, not just back-to-school stuff. It also coincides with the opening this weekend of that new Tubman Prestige Outlets. They are the ATM partner for that complex. They have 4 ATMs there, and that opens this weekend as well. So First Community Credit Union, if you're not a member, why not become one? Get yourself a credit card, knock yourself out this weekend, and save some money on interest you don't have to pay that you normally would have to pay. First Community Credit Union website is firstcommunity.com.
And let's get a look at traffic, see if there's any problem spots out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Yeah, we did get a report of an accident. It's on westbound 70 near Zumbel, but I've been searching the cameras. I don't see it, so just be aware as you go through that area. Westbound 70 is a little bit slow from the Earth City Expressway to the Blanchette Bridge. Looks like southbound 270 is just volume getting started now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Downtown, they were supposed to have the right lane down near Jefferson on eastbound 64, and they were supposed to have it up by now, but it looks like it's still down. Only two lanes getting through. You're backed up between Grand and Jefferson. A little heavy in pockets between there and the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Walmart's low prices make it easy to change your oil. Got a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional oil and the Purolator Classic oil filter, both for just $18.94. Save money, live better, Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We
We are Mizzou. Get every pass.
Franklin over the middle. Caught by Lucas at the 25 and the 20. Inside the 10. Breaks a tackle. To the house.
Every play.
Franklin moves left. Now moving back to his left side. Steps up. Throws in the end zone. Man wide open. Touchdown, Missouri.
Right here on the Big 550. KTRS.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Jane.
Jeez, you really need to quit smoking.
Yeah, I know.
Since I quit, it's amazing how much better I feel.
I'd like to. I really would. I tried the patch and that gum. Nothing works.
Do what I did. Called the Leslie Cam Stop Smoking Center.
Leslie Cam?
Yes, Leslie Cam in Chesterfield. They've helped over 85,000 patients in 47 states and 7 countries to quit smoking.
Who was that?
The offstage announcer.
Leslie Cam uses a specific auricular therapy procedure in the Chesterfield office that is different from anyone in the country.
It worked for me.
Does it hurt?
No, it's really safe, painless, and quick. Did you know that Connie and Jim went last year and they've been smoke-free since last February?
Give them a call and set your appointment. They will walk you through everything.
What's the phone number?
It's 878-STOP, or you can find them at LeslieCamStopSmoking.com.
That's 878-STOP?
Yes, call them today. You won't regret it.
Leslie Cam Stop Smoking Center in Chesterfield, the only stop smoking center in St. Louis with a proven track record of over 21 years.
Thanks, Mr. Announcer.
You're welcome. Bob and Sarah had an affliction.
How to decorate our home
so it reflects us.
They were suffering from decoratophobia, the fear of making a decorating boo-boo.
So we kept what came with the house.
Hunter green carpeting and mauve walls from the 80s.
They flipped through decorating magazines and watched decorating shows, but couldn't escape their decoratophobia. Sarah then made a bold decision.
I went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Smart move, because family-owned Reinecke is the home of Benjamin Moore Paints. If you don't see your color in one of over 3,000 Benjamin Moore paint colors. Bring your color choice in and Reinecke will match it. Unlike the big box stores, the majority of Reinecke staff members have over 20 years of experience in paint and decorating. And at the DePere location, Reinecke's decorators can help you choose the right color palette, wall coverings, and blinds. Family-owned Reinecke Decorating Centers with 2 locations on Manchester Road in DePere and in Brentwood. Reinecke Decorating Centers, the home of Benjamin Moore paints, is the cure for decoratophobia.
Goodbye, Mom and Hunter green carpeting.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W has partnered with Urban Chestnut Brewery to make a beer brat with their Zwickel Lager. It is now available at your local Schnucks Market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 48 years. They make over 30 varieties of sausage on site in South City. Stop by the full-service meat market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. You can also find G&W sausage throughout St. Louis at supermarkets, meat shops, convenience stores, restaurants, pubs, and tourist attractions. Ask for your G&W while out and about or visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer, or shop online at gwsausage.com. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company. You can't beat G&W Meat.
It's summertime, and that means it's time to play. With First Bank, you can play now and pay later. Get that sports car you've been dreaming of, or that boat. Take off in your new RV and enjoy your summer. With First Bank's 90 days of no payments on recreational vehicles, including cars, you really can play now and pay later. Call 800-760-BANK for details and get out and play. First Bank, banking on your future. Member FDIC.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory levels, and it must be sold. Now through Sunday, it's Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale at performancebike.com. Over 1,300 items on sale for every style of riding. Many prices too low to advertise. Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and every bike at performancebike.com is priced to sell now. Plus over 50 doorbusters at 50% off.
But only while supplies last.
Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale.
Now through Sunday
at performancebike.com.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
Hey, Jim Huer here, and I want to tell you that nothing says summer in America more than baseball. Come out and see the Stars of Tomorrow play today in the St. Louis Amateur Baseball Association Youth All-Star Games on Sunday, August 4th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you can see Senior Division Under 18 All-Star Games Monday, August the 5th at 6 p.m. All games will be hosted at T.R. Hughes Ballpark in O'Fallon, Missouri. For more information and schedules, visit slaba.net.
So Dan calls me this morning and he tells me the story about a guy that we know who actually caused a commercial flight to have to make an emergency landing. Now, I don't know anybody myself who's taken a plane down. He either got to be a terrorist or real sick. And apparently, he was real sick. It's Ralph Stanley. He is the, what does he want to be called?
Executive director.
Ralph, is that what you want to be called? The executive director of the Broadcast Center?
That's my actual title, Frank. Yes,
please,
sir.
Welcome the executive director of the Broadcast Center, Ralph Stanley. Who doesn't have to work for a living. You know those Stanley tools?
Yeah.
That's his family.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He does not have to work.
He's playing the buzzer for himself.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe not. So let's get this story. You, first of all, where was the flight from where to where?
Well, if you want, I'd like to tell you the whole story because I think it's something your audience, I'd like a lot of people to hear this story.
Well, we'd love to hear it. Go right ahead.
Well, and honestly, I think a lot of men want to hear this story because this was certainly new to me, Frank. And let me just start at the beginning. I left, our flight was a direct flight from Denver to St. Louis on Monday, July 8th, which is 3 weeks ago Monday.
Were you alone or with a family? Or?
That's what I was going to tell you. I have three brothers with me. We actually were in Vail, Colorado over the 4th visiting my sister.
Okay.
So there were four of us traveling.
Now again, from where to where?
Denver to St. Louis.
Okay.
It was great. It was with Southwest Airlines, and that's why even when I mentioned this to Dan before, you know, we've all heard the story of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Well, this is the good, the bad, the sad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm. Good. This sounds good. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you the whole story, and I want your audience to know, you know, the 3 million people that listen. That's why I wanted to get your audience.
It's 300, but thank you.
Many people as possible.
3 million.
Okay.
just the whole events and what came of this and something that they may want to keep in mind. Especially for men. Well, this basically, this whole story is about men and what can happen to a man and what happened to me and what I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy.
Okay, we're ready.
So we left Denver about 2 o'clock on Monday the 8th, flying direct to St. Louis. Well, that morning I didn't feel too well, but I thought, an upset stomach, everybody gets it. Sucked down some Tums, and we got to the airport. I still didn't feel well. I grabbed some Pepto, just sucked down some Pepto, go, I'll make it. I get to the airport, get on a plane, it's ready to take off. Everything's fine. About 20, 25 minutes into the flight, I realize I'm not doing too well.
Now, where's the pain?
Well, this is what I'll get to next.
I have a guess what it is, Ernie. Okay.
Well, yes. Okay. And what's going on, you know, and I will preface it because this is where it came from, was 6 months prior to this, I got a hernia, very minor hernia.
Okay.
And even when I went to my primary doctor, he said, you know what, this is so minor, just be careful. Chances are it will correct itself. I'm like, okay, doc,
right.
You're the doctor.
All right.
And I didn't have any issues flying from St. Louis to Denver, and as I said, I was there over the 4th of July, no issues at all. I'm on the plane, 20, 25 minutes into it, I realize that I'm having some really bad pain in my lower abdomen. So, of course, I reach down, and I feel what I know is there, which is now growing into an extreme hernia.
Mm. And exactly where on your body is this, lower abdomen?
So you can feel the hernia, huh?
Right around your groin, just under your abdomen.
Okay, see, I still really don't understand what a hernia is, so things actually start protruding.
It's your intestines. It go through your abdominal wall.
Exactly, and it breaks through. And what had happened was it started growing as we're flying.
Oh, boy.
I got up. I mean, I immediately got the attention of a flight attendant. And this is the good, because I'm telling you, Southwest Airlines, when you hear everything I have to tell you about them, I want people to know this, too, because I don't think I've ever even met a company that did what they did for me. So Let me think. All right, so the flight attendant, I explained to her I'm having a very difficult time here, and I basically know what it is. So I get up with her and go to the back of the plane, and I ask her, can you please check the passengers and see if there's a doctor on board? So she immediately pages the passengers and asks if there's a doctor on board. Well, this one gentleman came back, and he was a nurse, which was great that he even wanted to assist. But then right behind him came an MD, which was so lucky on my part when I tell you what could have happened.
Mm.
So we kind of go off to a private area. I have to explain to him, which is not a whole lot of private areas, and he's 737s. It's a small plane, and I'm in the back of it. And I basically show him what the situation is, and he looks at it, and he says, we've got a very serious situation here. He goes, I've seen hernias, and he said, I've never seen one quite that large and protrude at that level.
Ooh. Wow. Now give us an example. How much of a protrusion, like a lemon?
Tell you. Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because the way I describe it, which is very true, it now is about the size of a baked potato.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yes.
Is that wide?
And it's obviously still covered by skin.
Yes.
But
right.
It's like that much is protruding.
Punched out of your...
And it's exactly right what Peon said earlier, because what it does is it breaks through the abdomen wall. Whenever you strain that area, it wants to get out.
Whoa.
So the interesting part at that point is he turns to the flight attendant, and he's talking to the flight attendant for a few minutes. Well, at this point now, I start shaking just uncontrollably. My whole body's almost in shock. I'm just shaking because I always say this too. Whatever worst pain I ever had in my life, let's say, I mean, I've broken an arm. I flew off a bike. Take any pain I've ever had in my life, and you might even think of this too, unless you've had a very serious, serious injury of some sort. I figure the pain at this point is 5 times anything I've ever felt.
Wow.
I mean, it is literally excruciating. It is so painful. I just never thought this was even possible. So because of that, I'm standing there, and I'm just shaking. I mean, almost uncontrollably, my whole body. So finally, with the assistance of a couple people, they lie me down on my back on the back of the plane. Well, the doctor turns, and this is exactly what he says to the flight attendant. He goes, "We've got a few things here I've got in mind. Number one, I'm worried about cardiac arrest. Number two, I'm worried about shock. And number two, what happens when you get to this level?" He's worried about the hernia strangling my lower intestines, which could kill me, or my small intestines.
This is not good.
Which can kill you, right? That's like the ultimate level. So I'm
death,
lying there.
Death usually is the ultimate bad.
Yeah.
Bad result.
Probably is. Yeah. I will agree.
Yeah.
So as I said, I'm lying on the floor, and the doctor started talking to the flight attendant. And the flight attendant, he says to her specifically, we've got to get this man out of this altitude. See, the problem with the altitude is putting all the pressure there.
Swelling, too.
Swelling. My whole lower abdomen now is completely swollen. Every part of it. So without hesitation, you know, the flight attendant has no reason not to listen to this doctor. He knows what he's talking about, calls the pilot. The pilot immediately obviously contacted, I don't know, maybe he has to call a supervisor or a boss or whatever he has to do. Within 10 minutes, over the loudspeaker, he explains to the passengers that we need to make an emergency medical landing in Kansas City, which I thought was incredible. So we're moving everything along at the right pace. Well, at this whole point, the problem that I was going through and the doctor got very nervous about was, we're 40 minutes. We're only over Kansas. We're 40 minutes still from Kansas City.
Yeah.
And the doctor had said at one point, it said, he needs to get the surgery within 2 to 4 hours, or we're going to have a very bad. So, I mean, it's weird to think if I'm flying over an ocean at this point, I probably wouldn't be talking to you today.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, without incident, everything works out well. But the point that I want to make, too, about Southwest.
Did the other passengers start booing you when they knew they had to, I need to get home?
No, but there were a couple. There were a couple, I'll tell you, when I left that weren't too happy. Okay.
Well, screw them.
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, a few people were very. One woman, I still remember looking right in her eyes when I left, and she said, good luck to you, sir. And I said, that was very sweet. Thank you. So I'm lying on the floor, though. We got 40 minutes to go, and I'm still just clenched up. I mean, I'm just still shaking. Well, a flight attendant named Cheryl Brown, I don't know where she is, where she lives. I don't know if it's St. Louis. I don't think so. She gets down on her hands and knees, and I cannot put my legs all the way down because the pressure on my butt was killing my hernia.
I've had fantasies about flight attendants getting down on their knees.
Yeah. I know. I didn't want to go there.
That's a different thing,
but. Yeah.
But here's what's great about it and what's sad about this at the same time. She is rubbing my legs and coaching me to breathe because I'm not breathing. And she is literally coaching me to breathe.
Did you get an erection? Was your
no, I don't think I did for like, I don't, I still don't
then
think
you were
I,
really
I can.
Sick.
That was over 3 weeks ago.
Well, then you were really, that's the test of whether or not you're
right.
Really sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
His hernia was erect. But.
That was the last thing on my mind, trust me.
Okay.
But she's being very sweet, and she's coaching me, and she's talking to me, and she said, you got to breathe. in slow. Ouch. She's totally relaxed.
Almost like in labor.
Yeah. Well, she told me that later. She said she's had children, and this was a way that to help people relax. I'm like, okay, well, I've never had kids, but I understand the concept. So the great thing was for almost 40 minutes, she's rubbing my legs and talking to me. I got my eyes closed the whole time. And just prior to that, someone put a cool washcloth on my forehead and on my neck, which was very helpful. And so we finally, it was interesting, too, at that point, we're just about to land, and she said, you've got to sit in a seat. And I said, you can give me $1 million, and I still can't sit in a seat. So she said, well, I've got to secure myself. And I said, I understand. Please do. You know, I'm here. I'm back here. Well, I was on the floor lying. I was lying on the floor when the plane landed. Okay, I wasn't anywhere else. So that really helped me. It completely calmed me down enough where I'm not shaking anymore. I'm a little more, I got a little more wits about me, kind of understanding what's going on. And waiting for us immediately as we pulled into a gate. I mean, a plane landed without incident, straight to a gate, nothing to it. And here come the Kansas City paramedics. This one guy, and you always say about this guy was like the great big teddy bear. He had to be 320 pounds, about 6'6", and just couldn't have been a nicer guy. And he came up to me, he goes, we need to get you off this plane right away. And I said, well, I understand that. So they brought a three-wheeler, because the only thing to get down the aisle, this little three-wheeler with like a bicycle seat. He goes, can you sit on this? I turned and I sat on it. I didn't put 1 ounce of weight on it, and I jumped up. I said, that's not going to work. Mm. So then they said, how about a straight board? And I said, well, I've been lying down here. And he said, well, if we can get you on a straight board, we can get you out of here. Here's the problem. If we use a straight board, because as tight as it is, we're going to have to evacuate the plane. There's no way to carry me off.
Then they booed you. Then the passengers all booed you.
I want to get to my overhead compartment and get my stuff.
Yeah, at that point, I'm sure they would have. What was ironic about the whole thing is I'm standing now, and I said, you know what the craziest thing is? I feel more comfortable standing than anything else. So slowly we walked off the plane. Some people said hello. Some people didn't say anything. I apologized profusely to everybody. I said, I'm sorry for the inconvenience. And, you know, they understood.
And when the big teddy bear paramedic touched you, did you get an erection then?
No. I was told his nice soft hand, so that was nice. You know, okay. And he was there just for support. He goes, I'm not here to help you. I'm here to support you. So I'm walking along. You know, I must have been 108 years old walking along there because, I mean, I'm barely moving an inch at a time, just the best I can. So finally get off the plane. Now, going back to Southwest, I got three brothers. Two stayed with me, one stayed on the plane. When I talked to him later, Southwest refueled like they said they would, and they were off the ground in 20 minutes out of Kansas City for St. Louis. They were actually 40 minutes late.
Wow, that's all.
Wow.
And the one thing I'd say about my brother, my younger brother who stayed aboard, that poor guy got the worst of it because when he got off the plane, he went and picked up four pieces of luggage and four bags of golf clubs.
Oh, all by himself.
Now, we're out of time, so the end result is, do you have surgery in Kansas City?
I did. Let me tell you one last thing, and I will end this, okay?
Okay.
When I got to Kansas City to the ER, and I don't know if I told Dan this morning, this is the bad part. I get to Kansas City, get to the ER. Well, the nurse, I had to pee so bad, you know, because it's all swollen. I feel like my bladder's ready to explode. So anyway, they put a catheter in. Oh, I said it.
And
you run broadcast center, for goodness sake.
I know. So they put a catheter in, and it's just not doing much. Here comes the surgeon. The surgeon talks to me for a couple minutes. Well, he turns and reaches down and starts pushing the hernia back in, which I'm holding his arm. I remember this. Frank, I'm telling you, I'm holding the guy's arm. I go, doctor, I get what you're doing, but this is killing me. I mean, now the pain is twice what it was before. He had to push it back in order to prepare it for surgery for the next day.
It's got
to
go back in.
Right, and it did, and it really did. But here's the real clincher. Now I've got this catheter in. When he finishes, I go, you got to get the catheter out. That's hurting more than that was. So he takes the catheter out, and he turns to the nurse and says, I don't understand any of this. Why would he be in such pain if he's on morphine? The nurse, and I heard it, said, oh, doctor, I forgot to give him morphine.
Oh, my goodness. He thought you had morphine. That's why he's manhandling you.
No painkillers at all at this point from the time this happened until this was done. So I had surgery the next day, and then I came home. So I'll end the story there. My point, the moral of the story is, please, gentlemen, any hernia of any kind, mild, moderate, the one thing you need to do is forget your primary doctor and go see the surgeon. They'll tell you what to do, and they'll show you what to do, because I'll tell you what. You know, it's interesting. Would I rather have this happen to me again or be Anthony Weiner? I'm telling you, it's up in the air.
Wow, up in the air. See what he did there?
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, hey.
I was in that movie.
Hey, that was a great story. Sure. We're glad you're alive. And
well, thank you. I just thought your audience might want to know that. And as I said, men, please, go have a check.
And what a great story about Southwest and the way they handled it, too.
And good thing the doctor was on board.
Yeah, and a good thing a doctor was on board. That's true. Or you probably would be dead.
Give me 30 more seconds, really. I just want to say one last thing about Southwest. Now, what they told me and my brothers was, when you're ready, you go to a Southwest in Kansas City, you go to the Southwest window, and we've got your name, show them your ID, and you get a boarding pass. My one brother had to leave on Tuesday, went straight to Southwest, got on the flight at 5:33 without incident, had him a boarding pass. The next day, which was Wednesday, I left with my other brother who stayed with me through the duration. We got there, and the woman even said, now, if you had some type of situation, I told her my story, and she said, well, here, take a disability pass so you can get on the plane first.
Beautiful.
So, in Southwest, no incident, no questions asked, got all of us back home, no charges, nothing. And they just did such a wonderful job that, I'm telling you, folks, another thing is $50-$75 more to fly Southwest, do it.
That's such a great story. Will you call us every time something horrible happens to you?
Yeah,
hopefully it won't be for another 52 years.
Ralph, thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay. Have a great afternoon. You I appreciate too. It, too.
Ralph Stanley, Broadcast Center. Wow. You're right, Holly. If there hadn't been a doctor, he'd be dead.
He'd be dead.
Because they wouldn't know what that was. They go, oh, he's got indigestion.
We'll and take if they care saw of it when
that,
they get
that
there.
That lump, they still wouldn't know the time frame, the window.
No.
That within 2 to 4 hours, you've got to get to surgery. They just go, hang on. And
we'll
the next thing you know, it's too late.
My dad's had two hernia surgeries. They put like a mesh in to keep that wall strengthened.
We'll talk about it later. I don't really still get it. How do you get it or how do you avoid it? We'll get to that later. The Schaefer commercial I'm about to do has already been half done because it was done earlier by, it was a lady's name that called.
Barb.
Barb called and said she was in an accident, and it's the second time she's used Schaefer, and that the guy that hit her wanted to pay it out of pocket but have it done somewhere else. Well, of course he did. He wanted to go to a cheap place and have it done, and you get in the rain and the paint washes off the thing. Barb stuck to her guns and said, no, this is going through the insurance company, and by golly, Schaefer's going to do it, and they did. She said the car looks better than before the accident. There you go. She did the commercial for me. Schaefer, 7 locations, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Awesome food, excellent service, delicious drinks served inside or out on the new patio.
Where? Stinger's Restaurant, Pizzeria, and Bar at their new location on Route 3 and 157 in Cahokia.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.